Okay, good evening, YouTube, and you'd be very pleased to hear, I'm sure, that we are still here, we're still married. The Liverpool versus Spurs game, in the end, not actually that good for either of us, was it? The draw, 1-1, certainly kills a lot of our hopes for the title.
You were lucky to get a point, to be honest.
We were lucky to get a point. A lot of rhetoric on Twitter and elsewhere about, you know, Liverpool dominating the game, but...
Sorry?
That's what I'm hearing.
Sorry?
That's what I'm hearing.
Lower XG than us. Klopp needs to pipe down.
Well, maybe.
Klopp saying we came and we don't play proper football. No, no, no. Look at the stats, Klopp.
Bit of that going
on. We had a better XG. You know you love XG.
I do love an XG. And for sure, we were lucky to get something out of that game because the Luis Diaz goal, I couldn't see it.
So jammy.
I was sitting there. We're both sitting there, obviously, watching the game. And I said to you, didn't I? I said, I'm not sure how we score here. I'm not sure how we score.
We defended so well.
Spurs defended absolutely brilliantly. It's probably the best I've seen Spurs defend in a long time. So not only did... I think Ben Davies got man of the match on Sky. You had Twitter going absolutely crazy about how great Emerson Royale played.
He got the Spurs man of the match.
Spurs man of the match. We were sitting there waxing lyrical about Eric Dier getting on the end of everything. And it's like all three of them and
Romero.
In general, Romero played... So well. I haven't seen a Spurs defensive performance like it. And at the same time, Liverpool were a little bit off it going forward.
The thing is, we dealt really well with Salah. There was just always two men on him. Every time he got the ball, he was surrounded by Spurs players. I must admit, I sat there and actually I was really calm until we scored and then I couldn't cope.
Yeah, there was always this expectation that you were going to concede at some stage and you'd probably go on to try and rescue a point. But as soon as the 3 points were there...
I was so calm.
You were
so
like,
calm.
Yeah.
All the way through the 0-0. Then we scored and I was like, oh, I can't cope. And I couldn't sit still. And I just was like, the defending's so good, but are we going to go Spursy?
Yeah.
And we didn't go Spursy, actually, through the whole game. It was just one... really, really unlucky deflection.
Yes.
Or in your case, really one lucky deflection that salvaged a point for you and that lost the 2 points for us. So
yeah.
Annoying.
But it does make it a bit difficult for Liverpool now going into the last couple of game weeks, the last few games of the season, because of course I was obviously sitting there today thinking, maybe City might just be affected by what happened in the Champions League. Newcastle in a bit of form. Maybe City might slip up there. No.
Well, Newcastle, quite little. Thing is, Newcastle did actually do all right for about...
What?
For about 25 minutes, half an hour, they were looking all right.
You've got to be more than all right for 25 minutes against City nowadays.
Then,
City are bloody good, man.
I mean, City were good. Don't get me... I don't for a minute think I'm saying the City weren't good and they didn't deserve the 5-0 because they did deserve to win the game and they were
did.
Good. However, Newcastle were actually... They were actually doing all right.
Yeah.
I thought they missed Joe Linton today, to be honest.
They missed a bit of Joe Linton. But as the guys in the live chat are quite rightly saying, Sam, nice of you ahead of the North London derby that's coming up now, this huge game, nice of you to wear red this evening.
It's orange.
It's orange. It's very clearly. Because on the
it
live stream, it
does
looks a bit
look,
red.
It does look
screen.
Red on the street. It is not. It
I
is,
can confirm it
is
orange.
Burnt orange. It's
burnt
orange.
You're very clear, very... very explicit in the fact that this is not a red dress.
In fact, it's funny that you said that because I took Max to football this morning and one of the dads that plays with us, shout out to Statman Steve, he is a massive Spurs fan, just
Statman
like
Steve
I am.
Steve would be great at FPL, by the way. Is this,
he
does,
plays
does
FPL.
Statman still play FPL?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, good, okay, brilliant. Does he subscribe?
I don't know. I have to ask him.
Can you ask him, please?
I have to text him later and ask him. We discussed it on the way to Spurs the other week. But anyway, that's beside the point. I turned up today and he went, Sam, what are you doing? And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, he's like, why are you wearing red? I was like, it's not red. It's burnt orange. I think
so
I might have to
burn... You've gone around all day going, it's not red. It's not red.
I think I have to get rid of this dress.
You're going to have to get rid of it, Sam. You and Eddie Nketiah here on my left-hand side, very much matching. Man of the match.
No, I'm never matching with that.
Well, whether he was man of the match or not, certainly one of his better performances, if not best performance, in an Arsenal shirt today. So Arsenal absolutely keeping the pressure on Spurs and sets up...
Well, no, they are the leaders.
Well,
in the hunt.
It sets up an unbelievable game on Thursday.
I can't wait to be there on Thursday night.
It's Thursday night, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be an unbelievable game because it is starting to look very much like winner takes all, isn't it, on Thursday?
Yeah, it is. And I... Up until, like, a couple of yesterday, I was like, I'm not taking Max. It's too late. It's a Thursday night. Max has never watched us lose, ever. He's never watched a single. So now I'm really tempted to just go, oh, you know what? You might be a bit tired of school on Friday, darling. But, you know, you have to come with mummy. Be asleep.
A bit past your bedtime.
It's a bit past your bedtime. I mean, it's past your bedtime by the time we kick off. But I'm tempted because he's got an undefeated record. And if we win this game...
He's got to take one for the team, hasn't he?
He might have to take one for the team, Max. He might. I mean, not that he's going to mind coming to Spurs. He would love to.
Give him a packet of wine gums and a hot dog and he'll be fine. He will love it.
Bag of chocolate buttons. I might have to take him, you know.
It is going to be a hell of a game. I must admit, I know you're going. I'm obviously going to be sitting here watching it. I'm hoping it's on TV. Is it on TV?
Yeah, it's on TV.
Thank goodness on TV. Because it's starting to look like the battles that we sat here last week and we talked about. There's obviously the title and that's starting to, starting to more than look as if it's in City's hands, unfortunately for me as a Liverpool fan. The relegation battle's still on, although we lost Watford this weekend, which is a bit of a...
Not that Hodgson seemed to mind.
What was that about, by the way? Couldn't give a damn, could he, Hodgson?
Oh, go and see my old friends. Oh, hi, Zaha. Let's have a hug.
Seriously, the end of the game.
And then did you see him wave to the Palace fans?
Yeah,
completely blank the Watford fans.
Watford fans, how do you feel with Joe Findlay-Badder's in? How do you feel? Because that is Hodgson at the end of that game. Yeah,
I mean, he trolled
cheers, Palace fans.
He trolled the Watford fans, didn't he, fully?
What is he doing there, Hodgson? He was the wrong appointment.
I mean,
I think
maybe it's his age. Maybe he forgot where he was. forgot what team he was in charge of, maybe. Or, I don't know. Like, it was so bizarre.
Oh, but anyway, that's, you know, who would have thought, Sam, that bringing Hodgson in was a bad appointment? Goodness me.
He's a
shocker
what was funny,
at the time, still a shocker.
When they brought on, during the Liverpool-Spurs game, I don't know if it was before or after or at half-time, they were talking about Watford going down and they brought up that stat that was like the win ratios of the three managers they've had this season. And actually, the guy that brought them up, that they sacked originally...
Is it Silva? No.
What was his name? Who was it?
I don't know. I can't remember. Watford have more managers than I have hot dinners, so
I
haven't got a clue.
His win ratio was like significantly better than the two they replaced him with. So it was like, what are you doing?
I suppose when Watford look back and they review the season, and I'm pretty sure they won't be doing a DVD review of this season in the Watford shop, I'm pretty sure not, but how many managers? How many home defeats?
Three managers. Have they even won at home?
It's been a shocker.
13
nuclear atoms is in. He's saying Watford went backwards. They did. Absolutely shocking. To the point where their current manager took him down and was applauding his old mates, his old Palace fans.
It was the hug he had with Zaha.
Oh, dear me.
Who the Watford fans hate. And so he's got up to him and given him a massive hug. Oh, dear.
Enough about Watford. So we did lose Watford. So that's Watford... And now Norwich are down, right? So it's now looking more likely. I mean, Everton are still in there, but another good result for Everton this weekend. So it's now looking as if it's kind of Burnley and Leeds.
Leeds getting dragged right back down
Leeds
again.
Proper. I mean, I don't know what happened a few weeks ago. Maybe they just thought, I don't know, we're up, we're safe, we've got enough points as a buffer. But suddenly they're back in it needing wins. But well, I don't see where they come from.
The trouble is with Leeds is that they had a tough run of fixtures, didn't they? Like, they've had to play Arsenal, they've had to play City.
Yes.
They've had some difficult teams in there where they weren't really expecting them to get any points. And at the same time, Burnley had some quite nice fixtures where they did pick up points. So suddenly that gap that they had...
Burnley have gone a little bit off the boil, but they had the little burst when Dyche left, that sort of two or three games, has kind of put them...
They're back up
right
there.
In amongst it.
However,
yeah.
The injuries that they've got defensively.
Yeah, Mr. Tarkowski now injured, isn't he?
I mean, you put him. Typical, isn't it? I've got him for game next week. But anyway. And he won't play, obviously, in the second game of this week. But what, you know. Next week they play twice. But, you know, you can't odds how annoying that is to have a player that gets injured in the middle of a double game week. But regardless, I think for Burnley. That's even worse news.
Without Tarkowski.
And coming up against Son and Kane next week in game week 37.
Oh my God, they've got to play you, haven't they?
Yeah.
At Spurs.
They've got to come to us. We're going to want revenge, surely, for the 1-0 that they put against us earlier on in the season.
Goodness me. I can't see
that a makeshift Burnley defence is going to get much joy of keeping out.
And speaking of makeshift defences, not that City are in any way in a similar position to Burnley.
Were you just going to compare the City defence to Burnley?
Well, I was in a sort of weird segue, because City, of course, are far defensively more astute than Burnley. That's tune in for more top tips here on FPL Family. But Guardiola, of course, coming out after the game saying Stones, Diaz, Walker, all now out for the season for the remaining few games. So, listen, if you've got Diaz, that's a shame, because he did get an assist today, I think. But
didn't get the clean sheet because went off at half time.
Of course. And again, you know, a lot of, how many times are we going to sit here and say this, but this kind of 50-50 choice going into certain game weeks, and Diaz and Laporte was if you had your heart set on getting another City defender for this game week, and many did, that was very much a 50-50, and Laporte's got the double-digit hold. Diaz has got, all right, he's got an assist, but now injured, and you've got a kind of problem to have to deal with. So another 50-50 that's really hurt FPL managers if you've got on the wrong side of it. But nevertheless, a big win for Man City. More on the game, Sam, a bit later on. We're gonna sort of whiz through the games at a high level today, simply because we are, of course, as we usually are here on a Sunday in FPL Family, only halfway through a game week. I can't wait for next season when we sit here on a Sunday at 8:30 and the game week's done. And we haven't got all this loads more games coming up. But we're halfway through the game week. And we'd love to hear from you guys what scores you're on right now. My feel is, if you're in the 40s, 50s, maybe even 60s, that's very good. So I'm feeling like it could be a game week where, you know, a few of us maybe hit that 100 club, which would be really good. If you're down in the sort of 20s, 30s, then listen, don't worry. Plenty of football still to go in this double game week. So listen, let's get into some of the games in a second, Sam, after we've said hello to a few people. Nuclear Atoms, as I mentioned before, is in. How are we doing? He says the floodgates at Man City are open. And listen, yeah.
Well, they did this last time when we knocked them out of the Champions League. You know, just saying, if we all remember when that happened.
We do.
Went six games on the bounce straight after that.
The reaction was good, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
They do tend to react well to these things.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I think a lot of FPL managers were considering investing in City despite what happened in the Champions League. Because they've got, you know, this knack of just having a good mentality. You know, shock horror, a team that wins the Premier League got a good mentality and can bounce back. But there we are. John Tyner is in. How are we doing, John? FPL Shorts is here. Anthony Gary, one of our patrons. How are we doing, Anthony? Very nice to see you. Cy Badette is here, as usual, a YouTube channel
What's
member.
What's he called?
He's still in as Simon Cowell's trousers, but we all know him as Cy Badette.
I mean,
now,
I just thought if he's changed his name without consultation, then there's going to have to be a word.
True. Yes, true.
Because it was a bet.
He hasn't changed his name, Sam, although he has now got the little yellow logo next to his name, which I think makes him the longest-serving YouTube member, channel member.
Well, there you go.
I think I'm
Is
right
that what that means?
That. So, Cy Badette, thank you very much for your continued support.
Mr.
Helen
Trousers.
Franks is here, Sam. 76 so far for Helen. What an unbelievable game week. Chris Ollie is in. He says 37 points, bit meh for him. Surab Singh is in 59 points, looking good. Jobalob is here. Nathan Joblin, how are we doing?
Hi,
mate?
Nathan.
Good evening, he says, on 59. Not bad, mate, not bad at all. Steps FPL is in. Hi, Sam and Lee. Hi, Steps FPL. How are you, mate? How are you? Jerome Robertson, 68.
Nice score.
Craig Bonfield is in. Hello, Craig Bonfield.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
We
miss you, mate. I hope you're having a lovely time.
Yes,
in New York, wasn't
he?
New York.
Yeah, I noticed it rained, though. From his pictures. Did you see his pictures?
He took a little bit of the British weather.
He did.
Out to the Big Apple.
Come home, Craig. We miss you.
Come home, mate. Safe travels. Don't come home too quick. He's having a great time. Just enjoy it.
He stood me up. He was going to come with me on Thursday night.
Oh, was he supposed to be coming to Arsenal?
Well, he was going to replace Max, you see.
Right.
Because I said it was a bit late for Max.
So do you need someone to go with you now?
Well, no, I'm taking Max, I think.
Oh, you are going to take Max?
I think so.
He's going to be asleep in the stands.
Look, listen. It's very important we win, and he is the luckiest child going.
Give him a Red Bull. Actually, sorry, do not give your kids Red Bull. Bad idea.
Are you suggesting I give our son Red Bull? I gave him a Lucozade today.
No, that's yeah.
After his football child.
I'll get a slap on the wrist from YouTube for that one. Who else we got?
I think it's okay when it's your child.
Craig says he's not missing home. He's having a great time.
Oh, great. Way to feel loved. Craig's my brother-in-law. He's Lee's brother, by the way, in case anybody is wondering why I'm being quite so...
Liam Healy is here. We've got Bernardo Santos. He says, another bomb for... Mind blown. So, guys, thank you, everybody, for joining in tonight on FPL Family. Sam, let's get into these games. We've got plenty to discuss, not least Mr. Eddie Nketiah there to my left. But what we're going to do is start with the game that we've already touched on. We've talked about it from a footballing perspective. We give a little bit of insight into the game. What are we saying from an FPL perspective then? Liverpool versus Spurs.
For God's sake, just buy Son. Why are we still talking about
that?
Why do neither of us own Son?
Well, one thing that I did notice, actually, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, is I saw, I think it's Adam from Above Average FPL, who was tweeting about it. He's a Spurs fan. And he was tweeting about it, I think, over the weekend. And he said, the Kane and Son partnership is becoming more and more one-sided. And it's becoming Kane to Son. It's becoming Kane being the creator for Son, the finisher. Notice in that goal you scored at the weekend, Trent kind of backed off of Kane. And in recent times, Kane would have shot there. You'd seen Kane shoot all day. But he actually got his head up and intelligently found Sessegnon, who tapped it sideways and Son couldn't miss, quite frankly.
No.
So
it was all about Kane, that goal.
It was all about Kane, but from an FPL perspective, it's all about Son, isn't it? And it has been for months. So why are we sitting here without him in our teams?
Because you know, and it's one of those ridiculous things, isn't it? And it's sometimes the case when you look at it, you look at the eye test versus the data versus the transfers that you need to make. And when you look at the data for Son and Kane, I mean, Son's data is great. Don't for a minute think I'm saying it isn't. But, you know, he is... We've sat here on many live streams in the last few weeks and said he's just being so clinical. He's returning everything. And how long does that returning everything last? Well, the reality of the situation is when you get balls coming into you like what Kane is creating, then it can last indefinitely because he is a clinical finisher and he will put away his chances.
So again, you got the whole kind of like, you know, and I nearly did it. I got to the end of the game and I was just like, oh, our Son scored though. He's not been in the game. Low XG. And I thought, no, don't tweet that because... That's what he does. That is Son.
That is him.
Low XG, clinical elite finishing.
But you get... It is what it is. And that's the thing. So when you look at the data, you get the reverse for Kane. So you get really high XG normally. He's, you know, doing all the right things. Great movement, great creativity, great passing, great... Everything is there.
Yeah.
Bar the goals. Now...
So how do you feel about that then as a Kane owner and a Son non-owner? Because one thing that I'll get out there quite quickly is that I'm doing my free hit in 37. It's locked in. And there's lots of reasons for that, and I'll talk about them later on. I've got a first draft, is very much a first draft. I'm sure I'll spend quite a lot of time tinkering and playing around with it. But I've got a first draft to show you guys. Love to get your feedback on it. But one of the key reasons I'm definitely going to do the free hit is that I took all my Spurs players out for this game week. And I have to say, given your performance at Anfield, I'm now worried about that, going into the North London Derby. But going into Burnley at home without me and Tarkowski, I'm really worried about that. So I'm 100% playing the free hit. I've got to then think about what I do with Spurs for Norwich away, haven't you, on game week 38. So that's a concern for me, but I worry about that at the time. But in 37, 100% there's going to be Spurs in my free hit. And I have to tell you, it's going to be Son.
But why is it only going to be Son?
Well, it might not only be Son, but Son's definitely going to be in it. There's no doubt about
it. Of course. And you know, and I think if you're making decisions about free hits or... if you don't have a Spurs player, then the obvious route to go with is Son. You know, he's cheaper, he's easier to budget for and fit into your team. You know, there are plenty of options in the midfield that aren't necessarily performing as we would want them to. So making those switches are reasonable and easy. I think the thing for me is it's very hard to sell Kane. And I still keep going back to when you watch Kane perform and watching Kane against Liverpool, he was excellent. Yeah. He was excellent throughout the game. And it makes it a really difficult sell because you're selling a player that's in really good form and playing really well and just seems to be unlucky that he's not returning FPL points. Yeah. There were a few moments in that game where he could have and should have got FPL points.
I've done a draft with them both, a 37 draft with them both. It eats up a lot of budget, but
yeah,
listen,
but
Burnley
at home. I
honestly
think that... you know,
if fourth is still on.
Well, the thing is, what happens on Thursday night is absolutely vital, isn't it? Because if on Thursday evening we beat Arsenal, that puts us a point above them. I think that's right. Because I think we were 2 points behind them. Yeah, I think that might be right.
Sounds about right.
But it puts us ahead of them anyway. So if we beat them, we're ahead. Then we've got Burnley and Norwich.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Ahead. Now, we really should not be dropping points. Oh, Christ, touch wood. We really should not be dropping points against Burnley and Norwich. And against Burnley and Norwich, I would expect, particularly without a Burnley side that have got decent defence because of the injuries that they've picked up, that these would be games where Kane can easily get in and behind. So owning both of them, or even the triple with Kulusevski as well.
What about Kane getting in behind? It's Son that gets in behind.
Well, no, but Kane will be the one putting the ball through to him to get him in behind. Yeah. So the reality is, you know, I'm looking at the other premium options that you could have. Obviously, there's Salah, is a great option still till the end of the season. There's KDB, great option till the end of the season. You're not going to want Ronaldo. So if you've still got him, for goodness sake, time to move on.
Coy, do we dare talk about Man United on this podcast?
Yeah, we will.
God,
we will have to, won't we? Yeah. I mean, they're
blanking. Why? We ain't picking him in FPL, are we?
Well, and also they blank in 37. So if you do own a United
player, they could have Norwich at home, and I don't think we'd be talking about.
Well, I know, but you could, you know, if you do. Well, my point is, if you've got a United player somehow still, then just sell them and get more Spurs players. I think that is the answer. But it does depend on what happens on Thursday night, because that game on Thursday is going to be vital in what happens in the top four race.
Yeah, big game, and from a Liverpool perspective, so listen, we've got Southampton, I think, away.
Mane's game.
37, which...
That's Mane's match.
Yeah, anecdotally, I can just think of a few occasions when Mane's played
there.
Well. We went to St Mary's a couple of seasons ago. He opened the scoring with a bit of a worldie, didn't he? He does tend to do well when he returns to St Mary's.
He does.
So, again, we'll talk about my free hit a bit later on, but he's in it as well at the minute.
Over Salah?
He's in it over Salah at the minute.
Yeah, I can see that for 37.
I don't know whether that's crazy or not, but... As I've already alluded to over the last few weeks, and as I have done this week with bringing De Bruyne in and captaining him over Salah, which at the moment looks okay, I'm willing to take a few risks to try and sort of get myself up the ranks a little bit. And Mane over Salah on the free hit is it's make or break, isn't it? If Salah goes mad, great. I'd be very happy about that from a football perspective, but in an FPL perspective, it's going to hurt me massively. But maybe it's a bit of a risk I'm willing to take on the free hit. So there we go. Liverpool still looking okay. Listen, if you've got Robbo and you've got Trent, let's see what happens in the Villa game. Robbo coming off, I think, after about 65 minutes in that Spurs game.
Yeah.
So he did...
For the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, but he did look...
Tired.
He did look like he needed a rest, Robbo, I have to say. And I don't know Robbo owners, I'm afraid, and I'm one of these... I couldn't tell you now whether he's going to start against Villa or not. I happen to think because he came off on 65 minutes, he probably will.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
He looked knackered. Why risk him?
Likely to... Well, we've got to win some, haven't we?
Well, yes, but Tsimikas is an actual legend. And I've sat here multiple times before and said, we're not talking about a waste of space player. You know, we're not talking about us having to play like... I don't know, end on Bele instead of someone half decent. We're talking about a really quality player who get into most Premier League starting 11s. So I could see a time where Robbo doesn't start but comes on if needed.
Yeah, especially with a couple of days before that FA Cup final.
Yeah, it's big.
So Liverpool, you know, not sure that you're going to be, you know, headlong buying into three of them, given that we haven't got the double game week coming up in 37. But if you've got your hold, don't worry about it. So from a Spurs perspective, Sam, are you going to go in with Kane or with Son? Are you going to do the switcheroo for 37? Yeah, what are you thinking?
No, I might try and get both.
Try and get both. Interesting.
In fact, then I'll have all three.
I'm feeling like
it's Holy
Grail.
Could be
a Salah out here for you. Salah out.
Nah, not Salah out. Tell you who might go.
Go on.
Mason Mount
for Son.
And Reece James, actually. I'll happily get rid of both of them.
All right, well, let's talk about them in just a second. I want to give, as we usually do here on a Sunday night, give a bit of context to the fixtures. Here's the fixture difficulty rating ticker, courtesy of Fantasy Football Scout. And the teams that I do want to touch on a little bit, Sam, Aston Villa, Everton, Crystal Palace a little bit, Leicester, Burnley. These are the five teams that have got the double game week coming up in 37. There's Man United right at the bottom. There's the reason we're not talking about them. Not only do they blank in 37, but they've only got one game left to go this season. And it's a toughie. It's away at Palace, which I actually don't fancy them for at all, to be honest with you. They've kind of done their goodbyes when they were at Old Trafford against Norwich. That was felt like that was very much the waving goodbye
to
the crowd.
What happened yesterday, though? We're not going to talk about it because it's ridiculous, but that game against Brighton just sums up Man United season, I think.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about from Man United perspective in FPL, but...
Just sell them. If you've still got one, for goodness sake,
just sell them. You can now beat Man United with just hard work. Because I don't want to take anything away from Brighton because Brighton played really well. Some of the triangles, they analysed it on Match of the Day. They were moving, their pressing was good, but the space they had to operate... Like, Cucurella, they just had the freedom of that side of the pitch the whole time.
It's they didn't put any pressure on. They didn't put any pressure on Brighton at all. Brighton moved
the ball
around
beautifully. No,
because
they wouldn't
press. No, they didn't work.
And I'm all for this, you know, Ronaldo standing there smiling, shrugging his shoulders and stuff and like, biting his tongue as if to say, yeah, I don't know what's going on here. But come on, mate, you're supposed to be the senior, you know, lead. Lead. I'm not buying any more into this he's the problem rhetoric. He's not. He's probably that player of the year, quite frankly. But... You know, just lead them, mate.
All I will say is that good old Eric, when he arrives, he's got a hell of a lot of work to do.
He has got a job, no doubt about it.
It will take years.
Anyway, move on. Because we could sit here and just talk about how bad United are, but we'd be doing Brighton a disservice because they were good.
If you want to hear about how bad United are, just watch Goldbridge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
he was quality yesterday.
I think their biggest home win... in years, I think, for Brighton. It's
a team that
struggles at home.
Let's be honest, they've pretty much taken them all season to score four goals at home and then they score four in one night.
Crazy.
Sorry, yeah, Brighton fans, I don't mean that badly towards you, but it has taken... They've been terrible at home, yet they looked brilliant at home yesterday.
So anyway, Villa, Everton, Palace, Leicester, these are the teams that we want to discuss, Sam. So I do want to just touch on Aston Villa. So the Aston Villa result was a good one, actually. Away at Turf Moor, not a happy place for Burnley this weekend. Losing 3-1 to Stevie G's Villa, who, let's say it quietly, have just found a little bit of form here.
I've been saying to you for weeks.
What have you been saying?
That on the final day of the season...
Well, we've got to play them, yes.
There's just such an amazing storyline that can come from the final day if it's still on. Where Coutinho, where instead of Aguero, we get Coutinho, and he wins it for you. But anyway, I think I thought Aston Villa had a great game yesterday.
What do you make of the Coutinho benching then? Because Buendia came in and did not half take his chance.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
Despite the fact he got amongst the FPL points with a goal and an assist, you know, that to one side. Even if he didn't put in a 34 BPS performance in FPL, the eye test, he passed it magnificently. And yes. In a team where really, you can probably only have one of either Buendia or Coutinho. I think that kind of feels like that's the rhetoric that's coming out of Villa.
Probably.
He's come in and he's given Stevie G a headache now.
Well, yeah, particularly if you want to play Ings and Watkins up top together. You can't really play Ings and Watkins and Buendia and Coutinho. It kind of...
That works for me as well, by the way, Ings and Watkins.
The
that
Ings
works.
And Watkins partnership's working really nicely. They've played together the last couple of games and they've got returns in them.
That's because Ings
complement each other.
Well, Ings hasn't played for, like, ages, has he? Whether he's been injured, unfit or whatever. But now he's kind of fit. It's come a bit too little too late, really, but...
Their games are different, though. The way they play is different. They've got different styles of play for two forward options.
Yeah.
So they kind of work nicely together. They're not in each other's way. It's a nice pairing. So I think it could be an interesting couple of games for Aston Villa. I mean, I bought Matt Cash in this week to lose his clean sheet in the 96th minute, which was...
Oh, that was a killer, wasn't it?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, that is just so my FPL life right now. Like,
but also, from a Villa perspective, what a poor goal to concede, because they'd all kind of pushed forward 3-0, and they were a bit like, can I score?
They got
torn apart by a long ball.
They just got really overconfident, didn't they? And rather than just seeing the game out as a 3-0 win... I mean, they don't care about FPL points, do they? Let's be honest. But, you know, rather than just seeing it out as a clean sheet and a 3-0 win, they all pushed up. They left no one bar... Someone was back... Mings, I think.
Mings was
sort just of back there
to get
on
back
his
back
own.
To Cornet, wasn't he? Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, yeah, really annoying. But anyway, I think Aston Villa looked really good, actually, for investment. If you didn't invest in them for this week, obviously, they've got the double again next week. And I think picking some of their forward options looks like a really nice idea. I mean, Jennings, Watkins, Buendia.
Do you think, as some of the guys are saying, so Azzy's in the chat, the Smith 1986, how are you doing, Azzy? He's saying, actually, Jacob Ramsey being out forced a bit of a formation change that kind of worked for Villa. Is that, you buying into that?
Maybe. I mean, they played this formation last week as well, though, with Ings and Watkins both sort of playing together.
Mm.
I think it did make a difference to how they played, but I don't think it was... I think they would have still played Watkins and Ings up top together regardless. Maybe it had an impact on how the middle players set out and played.
So for free hitters in 37, Aston Villa, as we mentioned before, let's have a look at the fixtures. Two home games, Palace and Burnley. You know, two very nice looking home fixtures and have found a little bit of form, particularly as they've just beat Burnley and they've got to play them at Villa Park. Perfect for the free hit, really. If you've got no Villa, bring them in on the free hit. Then you don't have them again for the Man City game in 38. So Villa are definitely going to be a team that we're going to look at if you're free hitting in 37. Who would you have?
Let's put the cockle on display.
Who would you have?
I'm one of the front two I'd go with. Well, if I was free hitting, I'd have Cash or Dean.
Would
either
you have
or.
Cash?
I'd have one of them. Yeah, I would. Because the fixtures are nice. Like, you might not get a clean...
I'd have Luka Dean, you know. I think I would. I'd give him one last chance. I had him early on in the season, did nothing for me, he owes me.
For those of you that watched the Q&A I did with Az on Friday, you'll have seen that I said as part of that if I took a -4 this week, I was going to go Luka Dean. So it was going to be Luka Dean, Gordon and Foden. And if I decided to not take the -4 because I didn't want to take Mount out just yet, then it was going to be Cash because I could afford him them.
Yeah.
What a stupid decision that was.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Cash or Digne.
You've got to have one of them. I think if you're free hitting, you have one.
Kind of leaning towards Digne slightly at the minute. And then I'm probably, you're right, probably going to have Watkins or Ings.
And then Watkins or Ings, I think.
Because, and I'm very tempted by obviously Coutinho or Buendia, but there's now a little bit of uncertainty as to who we might go with now, Stevie.
Yeah, and Ings maybe I just favour slightly over Watkins.
Digne, red card incoming, the chat saying, yeah, it's going to happen, isn't it? You can see it.
The penalty, I would assume that if they get a penalty, it would be Ings that would take it. So maybe that would swing the decision between Ings and Watkins in.
Ings on pens?
I would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
They've not had one for ages, but I would have thought it would be Ings.
Yeah, all right. So there we go. Aston Villa, definitely top of my thoughts going into the free hit in game week 37. As are Everton, of course, got a reasonable win there away at Leicester City, who... You know, I've had their eye on Europe, haven't they, until they got knocked out in the week. Now very much probably looking to see the season out. Not the way they would have wanted to end there. I think that was their last home game of the season, Leicester. I might be wrong about that. But Everton, looking now like they're out of it, right? I mean, not completely and mathematically out of it, but it looks very much like a Leeds and Burnley head-to-head
now. Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were talking about Leicester.
Leicester.
I thought you were talking about could Leicester still get anything from the league, and I was going to say no, absolutely not. Everton, I think... They're not mathematically out of it, but they seem to be the ones that have got a bit of momentum behind them.
Yeah.
In a way that maybe Leeds and Burnley just don't have.
Let's check on their fixtures, because again, they're very good. It's Brentford and Crystal Palace, both at home, which as
we
know...
Would we say they're really good? So Everton are better at home, for sure. They're much better at home. But I don't think those are easy fixtures. I mean, we saw from Brentford at the weekend that they... They've had a brilliant first season in the Premier League. They're really attacking. I would put me somewhat off the Everton defence, although Mason, okay, will have something to say about that, I am sure. And I think Crystal Palace is a really difficult game. They've also had a really good season. So I don't think they're easy games. They're games that Everton should and probably will win, but I don't think they're the easiest of games in the world in that double game week. I think on paper they look better than they maybe are.
So again, same question, I'm afraid. Free hit 37. Who are you going with? Who would you go with?
Gordon and probably Richarlison.
Yes, I think
very
I'll
boring.
To agree.
But they're the best picks, aren't they?
What
really?
About the defence? Are we going for Mikalenko?
No,
are we going
I don't
for
think
Holger?
So.
Holger Pickford in goal, maybe?
Mate, I mean, if you're getting like.
Pickford in goal's not too bad a shout, is it? I never thought I'd say that
when
out loud.
When is Pickford
but...
in goal ever a good
well,
shout?
Well, when they've got two games at home. Thank you for the subscription, Davis, by the way.
Look at that
there
sunshine.
There goes Sonny. Beautiful. Didn't want to see that this weekend, did I?
Did he even do that? Yeah.
Anfield, did he do that?
Yeah, he always does it.
I was too busy storming off and making a cup of tea.
I celebrated and then had to apologise for celebrating in Lee's face.
You did. You did bloody celebrate that quite heavy, actually.
I did apologise.
It was quite a big celebration.
Would you not have?
Did I? When
because
we scored?
It was the luckiest goal you've ever scored
in
your life.
Hold on. How much did I celebrate when Diaz
scored?
Well,
no, because one, you were just so relieved because you sat there for 20 minutes before going, I can't see how we're going to score a goal in this game. I can't see how we're going to score a goal in this game. And then you went, oof, that was a lucky deflection.
Right.
And also, because I think you knew that you were very lucky to get a point out of that game.
I was quite reserved with my celebration, whereas you absolutely went crazy in my face.
I didn't go crazy.
I will remember it.
I did a little bit of drum beating on the puff, and then I went, oh, sorry, I shouldn't celebrate in front of you, should I? And then I sat back down.
Anyway, Everton, good fixtures. Who would you have in your free hit? Is it just Richarlison Gordon? Would you have the defender just for a laugh?
No,
just
thanks.
Them two?
I think that those two teams...
That's very template, Sam, isn't it? Richarlison and Gordon, everyone that's free hitting is going to have those two. Where are you going to mix it up? Where's the fun?
Pickford's not fun.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Pickford is not fun.
I can see Brentford and Crystal Palace scoring in those games. Therefore, I wouldn't go with Pickford.
Okay. All right. No, it won't be. Don't fancy.
No!
That. No, okay, fine. Okay, just moving on. I'm moving on.
I'd rather have Eric Dyer.
Moving on. So Everton, certainly in our thoughts as well. Let's go back to the fixtures. Let's see who else should be in our thoughts.
Fun.
Crystal Palace, a couple of good fixtures away at Everton and away at Villa. Are we calling those good fixtures? Are we going crazy on Palace, or is it just a Zaha or bust for Palace?
Who they got apart from Everton?
Well, it's Villa away, and then it's Everton away. So it's kind of tricky looking fixtures for Palace. To
I
be
mean,
fair.
You can go Zaha. This is the point. I think these teams have all got to play each other, so defensively it's really difficult. Unless you've got somebody that you think is likely to get attacking returns, which I think you have with Cash and Digne at Aston Villa. But I'm not sure that we would really necessarily see the two, the Everton defenders are prolifically attacking goal scorers. No. And I'm also not convinced that we see that at Palace either. So go with the attackers, I think. Richarlison, Gordon, go with Watkins or Ings. And at Palace, I think it's Zaha or nothing.
It's Zaha, isn't it?
Maybe Gallagher if you really want a cheap option. But
he hasn't done anything for a while.
And it's Zaha, isn't it? He's on pens as well.
I think you go him. Not much to talk about from Watford other than to say good luck in the Championship. I'm pretty sure Hodgson isn't going to be there.
Back?
No.
Shame to lose Ben Foster.
I'm not sure they will, you know. I'm not sure they will. They're a bit... They just haven't had any solidity, any consistency for ages, and some of the players that they've got are a bit, I hate to say it, sorry Hornets fans, but they're a bit luxury. I think Emmanuel Dennis and players like that, I just don't see them cutting it in the Championship.
Josh King keeps getting teams relegated as well, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he goes, he gets them relegated.
There's maybe something in that, Sam.
Oh, Joshua.
There's maybe something in that, insofar as he ain't that good. Leicester, Burnley, the other two that are doubling.
Leicester?
Are we saying anything about Leicester? Do we really want them away at Watford and Chelsea? I mean,
they
they're
should
on
be
the beach, aren't they?
I mean, they should be able to beat Watford. I mean, everyone can beat Watford. But the thing is, who do you pick? And do you really want to... I mean, on a free hit, maybe you go with one of them just because they've got Watford and Chelsea aren't exactly great at the moment. However, I wouldn't know which one to pick.
But by then, Chelsea, the cup final would have been done. Chelsea would have been trying to... They'll be trying to finish on a high.
Will they?
I just...
Did you see Chelsea collapse against Wolves?
Do you want Leicester at Stamford
Not really,
Bridge?
No.
I don't know.
But and who's the other one? Burnley. Well, Burnley have got problems now because they've got no defence.
Yeah, and they've got Spurs and Villa away.
What I will say is that they do have to win the games. So they've got no defence, which means they're going to have to attack. So if you want to go Cornet...
Can you imagine Burnley all out attack?
They're going to have to. They've got to. They did it at Spurs last year.
It's a fair comment.
Do you not remember? They came to Spurs last year. They went all out attack on us and it ended badly.
But they have no choice. I'm not disagreeing with you. They've got no defence. They have to score goals to stay up. They've got to win games.
So
maybe they just go all out.
They have to. So Cornet...
Cornet
and
Weghorst. Maybe a punt.
If you really have to. But I think on a free hit, I would go with one of them because they haven't got a defence. They have to score goals.
And against the likes of Spurs and Villa, that's not a... You know, they're both teams that are, you know, gonna play. You know,
Spurs will play at home,
Villa will play at home, and maybe Burnley might get a bit of space in behind. I mean, Cornet on the free hit is a punt. There's no doubt he's a punt.
Well, he's a player that's gonna play twice. He will play twice in a team that has to win or make an attempt to win.
And
some
probably
points.
Has no choice but to attack. You're right because
they've
got
to
no defense.
Got no defense, so. It sounds ridiculous,
yeah.
But he is cheap. He's a nice enabler on a free hit. He will allow you to get more premium options. He'd probably allow you the Spurs double up with Son and Kane. I'd go Cornet on a free hit.
You'd have Cornet on a free hit. You've sort of taught me into that a little bit. That narrative there, I quite like that. You know, they've got no defensive. They've got a win, so why not? They've got no choice but to attack. Maybe.
What else are they going
to do? I mean, they've got to just go.
Certainly can't come to Spurs and sit back. They're just going to get smashed.
They've got to just go for it, haven't they? They've got to, especially when Leeds games that, you know, Brighton, obviously difficult fixture, especially Brighton away. If you know, Brighton travelling to Elland Road, they'll be decent. And then Brentford away on the final day. They're games where Leeds, you could feasibly see Leeds winning those games despite the lack of form. So Burnley have got to go for it in these games. And then Newcastle at home on the final day for Burnley, that ain't easy either, given the way that Eddie Howe's going to want to
finish
the season.
They've got Trippier
back,
they've got Wilson back. They've got players that got to play for their positions for next season because they're going to spend money.
Yeah,
I think that
Newcastle's
going to
tie. I don't hate Cornet as a punt on free hit, but it is a punt. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, by the way, I don't actually think he's going to get any points against Spurs or Aston Villa. However, he has...
After all that, but, you can't say that.
Well, he has just proved that he can score against Aston Villa. He's proved that this week.
Yeah.
He can score against them. I don't think they're going to pick up any points, but maybe he gets a goal in one of those games.
Okay. All right, and then as for the rest of the teams, obviously lots of... All the other teams, except Manchester United, playing single game week fixtures, and we've spoken already about Spurs. We've already waxed lyrical about Brighton and their performance against Manchester United at home, so they'll be going to Elland Road full of confidence. So if you want to bring in a Trossard on your free hit, Is that a terrible shout?
No.
I mean, that's not too bad, is it?
I mean, I also think that this could be one of those game weeks where the doubling teams actually aren't that brilliant. Like, we've just been through them. They're not that brilliant. We've got Leeds who we don't... we've got Leicester who we don't really want. We've got Burnley that's got no defence, so we maybe have to take a punt on someone like Cornet.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got Villa and Everton in there who look like they might be decent options. But otherwise, maybe you go Zaha at Palace, but it's a maybe you go Zaha at Palace. I don't think there's a huge amount of options there, but what a free hit in 37 will give you is an ability to target the best single game week players and teams and pick out the players that maybe have the best record against particular clubs.
You know what's interesting? I knew I'd get here.
And then think, why am I playing it?
And think, yeah, this double's a bit uninspiring. And as you guys know, I was very 50-50 as to whether to play my free hit in 36 or 37.
Yeah.
And as it stands, I'm starting to wish that I had played it in 36, because if I look at my draft from this video last week, I had Son, I had Diaz, I had De Bruyne, I had Nketiah. The free hit would have been doing pretty well, I think.
But you had two of them anyway. As part of your...
Yes, I had two of them anyway, but I would have had Diaz and I would have had Son, and I probably would have had double Man City defence as well. So the free hit would have been doing pretty good. And here I am in 37 thinking what I knew I would think, which is, am I really free hitting for like double Villa and double Everton and like Cornet? I mean, come on, seriously. However, I am going to do it, the free hit in 37, but not because of those Dublin teams.
No.
Because of Tottenham Hotspur.
Hooray!
And I have no Spurs at home to Burnley, which is worrying the life out of me. A quick word on Wolves then. So Wolves seem to find their shooting boots, particularly towards the end of that game at Stamford Bridge, in what can only be described as a bit of a collapse from Chelsea, which is encouraging from a Liverpool perspective ahead of the FA Cup final this time next week.
By the way, just on that, I don't give Chelsea much hope based on how they performed today, yesterday.
Yeah, but it'll be a one-off game. It'll be totally different.
They look like their heads are gone.
I don't think you're right about that. I think I think in the league they're not worried too much, and in the FA Cup final it's all or nothing, isn't it, in one game.
Watch them be cool.
Maybe. But then Wolves, of course, looking like an all right punt for game week 37, because you don't want them for game week 38 going to Anfield, but home to Norwich in 37, I should say. Yeah, you know, maybe they're not free hit, they're punt worthy, are they, Wolves? What are you saying?
I mean, yeah, but you're not getting Hwang again, are you?
So I can't wait to get rid of Hwang on my free hit. I'm pretty sure I'm going to finish the season in game week 38.
With Hwang?
Hwang's going to be there. I don't know why, I don't know how, but Hwang's going to be there.
It's a bit like me and Broya.
Unbelievable.
We're just friends for life, me and
I was watching Black Box last week, and Mark and Az were talking about, I think Mark's got Podence, and I think Az has got some other random Wolves player. Why are these random Wolves players all in all our teams? I've got Hwang, Mark's got Podence. What's going on?
The problem with Wolves is, I agree with you that they look like a team you can invest in on a free hit, but it's actually difficult to know who.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could go with Cody, or Sias, or somebody in the defence. Well, you could, because it's Norwich and they haven't scored a goal in about 3 years. So you could go with one of them. But
tell me about this kid, Chiquinha. I don't even know who this kid is, hardly, but he's got 2 assists. He's probably owned by square root of 0 FPL managers.
Were you going to bring him in on a free hit?
Why not? It's a free hit. You're going to have a risk, aren't you? I don't even know his price, but I'm guessing he's less than 5 mil. Look him up, Chiquinha. Why the hell not? Listen, he's just got 2 assists at Stamford Bridge and now he's playing Norwich at home. There's no way that the manager drops him for Norwich at home after that performance. You stick him in there, don't you? How much is he? I bet he's dirt cheap.
He's 5.5.
Is he? Quite expensive.
He also only played 19 minutes. And it's the first 90. He's not played... He played 1 minute in 31. He played 1 minute in 30. He played 8 minutes. Although, to be fair, in those 8 minutes, he also did get an assist in game week 20.
Yeah, you see, he's an assist machine.
He's played 11 minutes.
He's earned a start, then, is what you're saying.
He's played 11 minutes in the other game. No, he's not earned a start. The most he's played is 28 minutes. So he's played less than 60 minutes of football, way less.
The chat is so nonplussed about Wolves. Nuclear Atoms, just get Trincao if you really want. Bernardo Santos, no Wolves players, thank you. Matt Henley saying, how is Hwang still hwanging around your team, Lee?
That's quite good.
It's very good.
I think if you're going Wolves, just get Cody and be done with it. Norwich won't score.
Cody? You're not getting Cody. Look, the foul point of a free hit in 37, this is an extra chip that the FPL gods have given us, Sam. The whole point of it is that you have fun with it. I'm not bringing in Connor bloody Cody.
So why are you playing in 37?
Because I haven't got any Spurs.
You're an absolute nutter.
Well, listen, I will. I'm.
Now we're talking about Wolves.
I can see me having a punt on Wolves at home to Norwich. Oh. I can see it. I can see me doing a Trincao, or I can see me doing a.
I bet you get Cody.
A Moutinho, or just I will just have a Wolves.
I can't wait for our next stream to say to you, why didn't you get Connor Cody when he's got a?
I can just see
he scored the winner in the game.
Raheem Khan, who's also a YouTube member, so Raheem, nice to see you, mate. Wolves are a trap, he says in capital letters. You are 100% right, mate. But on a free hit, doesn't matter. Because as soon as you get caught in the trap, you're out of it. Have a bit of fun. It's a free hit. It's literally a free hit. It's a hit for free. Just do it. Trincao captain. Let's go. Right.
You're not going to captain Trincao.
I am not going to captain Trincao.
You're going to captain Sun against Burnley, aren't you?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Where else do we want to go, Sam? Any of these teams that we want to talk about? Chelsea at home to Leicester. You're saying they're a little bit out of form. What do we do with our Chelsea assets just quickly and then what we're doing?
Well, it depends really what happens, doesn't it, in the FA Cup?
It does a bit. Yes, it does
a bit. If they lose the FA Cup on Saturday, I think they're in no man's land. Okay. Going into the next game.
All right. Leicester at home is a nice looking. So Leicester and Watford at home to finish the season. It can't get much better than that, does it? I ain't selling Mount ahead of that.
I might.
Oof, okay. And Reece James, who's been a bit of a frustrating own for the last couple of weeks.
If
Alonso
Sullivan...
off at half time as well this week. It's difficult picking Chelsea right now.
Mm. If selling them means that I can... I mean, let's be honest, I've also got the free hit remaining for the final day of the season anyway. So if one of them suddenly goes size, they're going to be all right, then I just bring them back in on a free hit on the last day. But I can't see me keeping them for game week 37. I could sell them both and have Sun.
Mm.
I like that way more.
I can see it. But listen, it ain't going to get too much better than that. I mean, outside of...
It would if they had form, which they don't.
Outside of Burnley and Norwich for Spurs... In the single game week is in 37. Leicester at home, Watford at home. God, blimey, I'm struggling to sell Mason Mount ahead of those. I'll be honest. But, listen, no form whatsoever.
He's currently on my bench in my bus team.
The rest, there's not a lot to talk about, Sam. Let's just have a quick word on Arsenal, because we had Eddie Nketiah on the graphic to start with. And, of course, we've got to discuss teams that have got something to play for. They absolutely do have something to play for.
Yeah.
In the end, I wouldn't say they squeaked past Leeds, but given Luke Ayling got sent off and it was down to 10 men and then Leeds got the goal back, I wouldn't necessarily say they were under sort of an obscene amount of pressure, but they did just squeak that win. And now they've got to go away to Newcastle in 37. So I don't think I'm going to have too many of them in my team, if any, going into that fixture.
Do you think they might drop points? Do you think
it's a difficult game, isn't it, away at Newcastle? I mean, Newcastle have just got beat by Liverpool and City. No shame in that. I mean, they probably shouldn't have got beat 5 today.
Have got Trips and Wilson back.
But they've got a couple of players back. You know, that is going to be... Is it their last game of the season at home? Yes, it is. So they're going to want to leave the Newcastle faithful with, hopes and dreams ahead of them. I'm just saying, that's... Listen, Newcastle, all right, you might not be looking at them because they've just lost back-to-back. But before that, they were bloody good. And they were good against us as well. And the final game at home with, we need to send our fans away looking forward to the new era next season. That is going to be a very tricky game for Arsenal. So looking at my free hit in 37, another reason why I think the chip is good for 37 is because I'm heavily loaded up on Arsenal, as you know, with Ramsdale, Saka and Nketiah. Mm. I can free hit them out in 37.
Would you
free
hit them all out?
Well, I can have them back for 38 for Everton. Would I free hit them all out? Yeah, probably would.
You wouldn't keep Nketiah as a cheap option up top?
Depends how the budget goes, but at the minute, probably not. Oh. No, probably not. Away at Newcastle, I can think of three better forwards, from Wolves that I can have instead, probably.
Wolves.
Anything else we want to discuss? West Ham are an interesting one. Really good win for them today. Jarrod Bowen just reminding us that he's there and has had a fantastic season from an FPL perspective. So good.
They're an interesting one now because they've actually got something to fight for because they can. Well, they can now go ahead of United and push United down into the Conference League, also known as Jaffa Cakes Cup. And they could take the Europa League.
Can we just have a moment to consider how happy it would make me for Man United to be in the Jaffa Cakes Cup?
And go out?
No, I want them in it as long as possible. United winning the Jaffa Cakes. Or just being in the Jaffa Cakes. We've taken the piss out of that competition for a whole year. And now Man United are
right,
in.
Stop it. I have not.
I have.
I love that trophy. I don't want anyone else winning it ever. But they will, of course. I think West Ham now... They obviously had the disappointment of... what happened in the Europa League on Thursday evening. And I wondered what impact that might have on their focus and their morale and how they might feel going into today's game. But it was the perfect opponent to come into.
Yeah.
And we...
let out some anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what we've now seen is that probably that Manchester
United... Ben Rama. Remember him from game week one and two?
Well, the ones that look at the ones who performed, they are the ones. Yeah. Ben Rama and Antonio at the beginning of the season, who we were all waxing lyrical about owning.
So there's me giving you a bit of hope about Arsenal travelling to Newcastle and potentially dropping points. You're saying Man City travelling to West Ham with all of a sudden something to play for.
Well, I think West Ham
in game week 37. Is it going to be tough for City?
I think it will be tough. Look, I think City will eventually be too much for West Ham. But I do think that West Ham will go into that game feeling like there's a chance... that they can
get something.
They can get something, and they can get themselves back into the Europa Conference, Europa League, via the league, which is something that maybe a couple of games ago they didn't think was possible. But because of United's form,
it's nice going into game week 37. Obviously, as a Liverpool fan, looking for City to drop points somewhere, which it doesn't look like happening. That they're going to go to West Ham, and West Ham will want to play. You've got to think they're going to want to get back into the Europa League rather than the Conference
League.
Where's
that game?
It's at West Ham.
Oh, you're there this week. Why don't you like rub some Liverpool magic on the...
I could. I'm going to the West Ham Stadium on Tuesday for a work thing, as well as a stadium tour.
Maybe I should Liverpool dust around.
Sprinkle some Luis Diaz dust all over the place. I don't know. Who knows? But listen, all of a sudden, that Man City game... there's something in it now for West Ham. So there's a little bit of hope for us Liverpool fans. Although it might be a little bit misplaced, but the way that City are playing... so that's it, Sam, for the games. I mean, there's loads more we could discuss, but the free hit is already starting to take shape. We will talk about that in a second. Let's discuss our teams for the week. Tell us how your team is going. Obviously, lots of football still to be played. It's only half-time in game week 36.
As you can see, it's going brilliantly again.
But it's a tough week. It's been a tough week for a lot of people.
Again, you know, as I said before, it was one of those where I was really torn on the transfers and what to do. I very nearly sold Mount for Foden. I did come quite close. But I just couldn't quite bring myself to do it, given Mount also had a double. It seemed ridiculous to sell a double game week player who looked like having decent fixtures for another.
And you've got to think he's going to get the Leeds game now, isn't he? I mean, he can't...
Well, I don't know, Lee, because I thought he was going to get the Wolves game and miss the Leeds game because it was closer to the FA Cup final. So now that he's missed the Wolves game, I'm now still not convinced he's going to play the Leeds game, which is annoying, but it is what it is. Which
it's
is
only like 2 days. It's like 2 or 3 days before the FA Cup final that game. So
which is why I thought he would get the rest the opposite way round to the way that he apparently is getting the rests. But let's see. Matt Cash coming in, Gordon coming in, both blanking. I mean, sorry to everyone who owns them. I do appear to have jinxed them. The rest is quite meh. As you all know, I have to take some risks and some educated gambles at some point. Sort of why I did the Kane captain thing, but also because I'm going and I have my FPL rule of life, which is if you go into a game, you're captain, play, you're watching. There's a lot of games to be played. I mean, there's still 11 fixtures in my team there. So there's still plenty of opportunity for Reece James and Mason Mount to prove their worth.
Sure.
There's still plenty of opportunity for Matt Cash to get and, you know, do something against Liverpool. Or my Liverpool boys to do something against Matt Cash. That feels nice, doesn't it?
There's still time.
I expect goals in the North London Derby. And I've got 3 attacking players from that game.
Good.
In Kulu, Kane and Saka. I hope Saka has a nice, quiet evening. And I hope Kulusevski and Kane go absolutely mental.
They could. Well, listen, all eyes on that North London Derby. Because you've got, Kane captain, Kulusevski, Saka, Ramsdale. Lots of points either way, regardless of what happens
Ramsdale
there.
At the minute. I need to shift him.
What an awful goalkeeper.
Yeah. Might just play Dubravka.
Did somebody say that months and months ago?
I might just play Dubravka next week.
I noticed he's... I did dig out some stats, but I've written them down somewhere. But his X saves, if that's a thing, his expected saves delta.
Yeah.
So how many saves he makes versus how many goals they concede. He's got the biggest gap in the Premier League.
Mm.
He is absolute rubbish, Ramsdale. I've never rated him. I've always thought he's a bit of a showman. And now, actually, when they need him to be decent, he's really not.
I mean, next week I've got my two goalkeepers playing each other. So I've got a choice to be made as to whether I play Dubravka against Arsenal or Ramsdale against Newcastle.
Yeah.
But I actually think Dubravka's got more chance of getting save points. So I don't think either of them keep a clean sheet. So I'll probably just play Dubravka.
Possible. All right, so... 28 points, still plenty to go. 307k, obviously not where you want to be, but we know this.
Yeah.
Some risks
is what
to
it
be
is.
Taken
some risks
over the last couple of weeks, right? 51 minus 4 for me, so took a bit of a risk with the De Bruyne captain, which is paying off so far. Obviously, I think I tweeted before the game week, I thought Salah was the best captain. I still think he is, and still think he could do well against Aston Villa. But De Bruyne bringing home not just an assist, but up until I think he got booked fairly late on in the second half.
Bonus point, didn't he?
And then he was on for three, you know.
Yeah, I know, but
and it wasn't until that last minute blitz from Sterling where he got the. I think Sterling then ended up with the three because of the two goals. Obviously,
it's unusual though to have a player get booked and still pick up a bonus point. Normally, the booking can knock him out.
Well, I can tell you, he was absolutely imperious.
He was good.
Easily the best player on the pitch, pulling the strings, but orchestrating often, as a captainer. I feel a bit disappointed with the six, to be brutally honest, because he was unbelievable today.
But often you find that actually the players that play really well, like KDB did today, aren't the ones that get recognised by the bonus point system, because, you know, there's a couple of people like Sterling.
We've had that conversation before,
that's happened time and time again. So it was actually, you know, as a non-KDB owner, of course, I didn't want him to do very well today, particularly as you had him as captain. However, it is nice to see the bonus point system actually recognising the players that played really well.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. No doubt about it. It doesn't matter you can use whatever bonus point system you want. He was just absolutely imperious. So to come away with six in FPL was disappointing, actually, because had he not got booked, he probably would have picked up maybe two bonus points. So that would have been, an extra four on top of that. So, you know, you're getting 16 rather than 12, which would make a difference, right? That would be 130k rather than 140k for me. But nevertheless, I'll take the six. It's fine. We'll move on. He's got Wolves away next, which I think, you know, I'd back them to do well in that game as well. But the real winners were those that went for the double defence, right? Cancelo's a wash, right? Everyone's
unless you
got
went
him.
Diaz.
If you've got Diaz, I mean, even the assist for Diaz is not too bad.
He's not going to play again in the next one. And that's the disappointment.
That is disappointing. Yeah, that is disappointing. But Laporte was the one, right? Laporte's the one to have. No doubt about it. If you've got him, fair play. Elsewhere, obviously, I was really pleased to see Eddie get a couple of goals for Arsenal. You know, backing him over the last few weeks has been one of my better moves so far this season. So coming in clutch with the 13 points was sensational. Richarlison just with the assist, okay.
So far, okay.
Obviously, Watford away, his old team coming up next. And Everton suddenly finding a little bit of form, particularly away from home, which we haven't seen in recent weeks. And the rest was kind of a bit meh, you know, apart from, obviously, Cancelo. The thing that killed my rank, really, this week was again, I hate to say it, one player, but it's Son, right? Because the Son goal, not only is that bad for me as a Son non-owner, but to have Trent and Robertson's clean sheet wiped out by that was pretty bad. I mean, that's a you know, at least eight points from my defence. And then, you know, not having Son is whatever he got, you know, 8 or 9 points the other way. So it's like a near-on sort of 20-point swing there from that goal. So obviously very disappointing as a Liverpool fan, but very disappointing as an FPL manager as well. That would have made a big difference to me. Son not scoring that goal would have made a big difference to my team this week. But listen, as we've said before, lots still to play for this game week.
You've got 11 still to go as well, right?
11 still to go, yeah. Assuming, you know, Mason Mount turns up at Leeds, which is to be honest with you, the only one that I would be concerned with is a bit of a no-show.
Robbo as well.
So that and that was a kind of known coming into the game week. I thought that would be the case. So overall, 140k. Again, plus 5%. Ifs and buts, wasn't it? The Son goal and the De Bruyne booking.
Hate to tell you, but I think Son could get more goals this week.
Yeah, for sure. He easily could. He's on fire, and I will be absolutely having him in my free hit. But
and you'll have a very happy wife. You got to get up very early on something Friday morning. But I tell you something, Lee. If we win on Thursday night, I'm afraid that when I get home, I will be waking you
I'll
up.
Be locking the door. You ain't
I will be waking you up. There'll be a flag on your face.
No, I've got to get up. Very
I'll
early
throw
on
some
Friday.
Jaffa cakes at you as well. Oh.
Very early on Friday. Nope. So the team is all right. Eddie, very much the star of the show. 13 points, sensational. Let's talk about, Sam, my potential free hit for game week 37. So as we've been discussing as we go through the live stream,
this is
starting to kind of take shape in terms of the players that I'm going to have. And as I did last week when I was contemplating the free hit for 36, I've put some of the key talking points there in the bottom right-hand corner. So triple Everton with Pickford, Gordon and Richarlison. Is this madness or is this the right thing to do, given they've got a bit of form and they're fighting and they've got two home games and they're good at Goodison? These are winnable games, right?
No, I mean, as I said before, I don't hate the Richarlison or the Gordon. I think Pickford is random. I just don't see clean sheets.
Pickford is the best goalkeeper for 37.
Oh, my God, no.
He is. Come on.
Lee, I don't think he keeps a clean sheet full stop. I think there's two games there against Brentford and Palace where I think both of those teams could score goals.
Who's better than him for 37 on a free hit?
Most of the single game week,
No, nonsense. It's double game week. He'd get at least four, even if he's crap. It's four. And he'll get a couple of saves. It's, you get five or six out of him just for turning up. I think he's absolutely fine as a double game week. As a 37, it's he gets set off.
In the first one.
Now I've got him, yeah.
Cannot believe you're going to you're treble on Everton.
But elsewhere, as Nuclear Atoms quite rightly points out, Lee, no Wolves. You disappoint us. Well, I've kind of talked myself into Wolves as a bit of a fun punt.
Who are you going to get?
But listen, I'm not going to not have De Bruyne the way he's playing. I'm not going to not have Son. I've got Gordon, Zaha and Mane, right? I'm going to have a Liverpool midfielder. I'm already not having Mo Salah in there. I'm going with Mane instead because
which Spurs defender I want to be different. That?
That's Emerson Royale in there, Sam. Again, 1 week punt. Do I love him? No. Do I want him for the long term? No. But is that the best game he played against Liverpool? It's probably his best game in the Spurs shirt, which is saying something because he was still crap and couldn't hit the donkey's ass with a banjo with his crossing. But it's probably still his best game in a Spurs shirt. So he's going to get the start, I think, against Burnley. And I don't see that you're going to concede much unless you buy into this rhetoric of Burnley just going all out attack in the last few games and Cornet getting a hat trick.
Everything you've said is true. However, I think I would just go with Sessegnon because he's actually got a cross on him.
What's he done, Sessegnon? He's that got... makes you want to pick him in FPL. Nothing.
What has Royale done?
That's a fair comment.
You tell me one thing that Royale's done. One decent ball he's put in. At least we saw against Liverpool that Sessegnon can put in a ball. And Reguilón's out for the rest of the season.
Reguilón, one decent ball. Royale, one decent ball. When was that?
No, Sessegnon.
Oh, Sessegnon.
He got the assist for the goal. Remember the goal that we scored against you that should have won the game for us?
Oh, God.
Sessegnon at least put in some decent balls.
Okay.
Whereas Royale cannot cross. We've saw that time and time again. Robertson, every time he got near a cross, just went, feel free. Didn't he? Just put the ball in.
It amazes me every week whenever I watch Spurs and Royale play that whenever Royale gets the ball in wide positions, no one shuts him down.
Because Robbo didn't
do it. No one shuts him down because they're just like, yeah, mate, if you want to cross it, you cross it. You're absolute rubbish.
So that's my point. That's the only thing I would say is that with Reguilón out injured, Sessegnon is going to play.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'll probably on a free hit go Sessegnon because the attacking threat is better.
All right. Well, I'm with you. I'll take your lead because it's a Spurs decision to be made there, either Sessegnon or Royale. Is Sessegnon going to cost me any more than Emerson Royale?
No.
About the same, are they? Okay.
Yeah, well, and who's those up top? Is that Ings and Watkins?
No, it's my old mate Richardson who's back.
Why is Richardson
I've got
there?
Him back for sentimental reasons.
No,
Richardson,
you haven't.
Richardson was in my team for months.
You've got him back for budget reasons.
I've got him back for
alone.
Budget and sentimental reasons. I could have had Geldhart, but no. I'm what? Going Richardson because
why would you
he's
have Geldhart?
Richardson is my boy.
What's wrong with you?
I feel a sense of comfort come over me now that I've got Richardson back
no,
in my
you
team.
Don't.
But I've gone for Richarlison and Watkins up front. I've gone for Ollie rather than go for Danny Ings. But that could change.
Royale is 0.5 and Sessegnon is 0.3. So he's actually going to save you 0.2.
Save me a bit going the
so,
sets. Okay,
you know,
interesting.
There
right,
you are.
Interesting. But elsewhere, I don't think you can argue with Son. I don't think you can argue with De Bruyne. Gordon's going to be in there.
No Kane against Burnley.
Fine. No Kane against Burnley. I'm going to have Son in there.
Kulusevski though.
No, I don't want Kulusevski.
Chelsea players. I thought you said you wanted to keep them.
Well, maybe. Against
just told me that I can't sell Mount or Reece James.
Sam, this is a first draft. Can you stop ripping it apart quite so savagely? The questions that I'm asking myself, Triple Everton, we've discussed that. The chat are agreeing with you, by the way. I'm bonkers to have Pickford, apparently. I still think he's a good pick.
He's going to get sent off.
Double stroke, triple Aston Villa. How are we feeling about my Dina and Watkins pick here?
Yeah, fine about that.
Adding to that with anybody, with a Buendia or a Coutinho? Or
no,
are we going to...
a bit risky, I think, that. And okay. Plus, you know, the midfield five are quite sacred.
All right, so you're okay with me going Dina or Watkins, and you could you know, put
you
Ings
make a case
or cash
Ings
in there
cash.
If you want to.
Yeah.
So, all right, so double Villa looks on. Getting Spurs back in my team, quite important, because ship them all out this week, which probably going to bite me in the backside.
You watch it be Kulusevski and Kane.
Do you know what maybe do it in the end was... I ship them out because, A, I can have them back in 37 on my free hit if I want to, which I do. But equally, they weren't the Spurs players that I wanted. If I had Son, my whole free hit strategy might be different. Because if I had Son for 36, well, if I had him in 35, I certainly would not be taking him out ahead of Anfield or anywhere else, frankly. I wouldn't be taking Son out at
what
all. But I was kind of happy to get rid of Kulusevski and Kane for Richarlison and De Bruyne, which so far has worked out. Knowing that had I made a mistake, I can get any Spurs back for 37. Actually, I don't really want them to. I want Son.
Okay, but you're only getting them back for this 1 week. So what are you going to do in 38 when we play Norwich and you've got no Spurs
yeah,
again?
Yeah, I'll worry about that at the time.
And you've got...
I'll worry about that at the time. You might lose to Norwich because it might all be over by then. It might... You don't know if... You... Say the North London Derby goes Arsenal's way. Then what? Then what? Just saying.
Then I'll wake you up because I'll need a cuddle when I get home.
Game week 38 is a long way away. I'm not worried about game week 38. Yeah, I'll worry about that at the time. But right now, as it stands, I'm going to have two Spurs in
return. I don't hate that as a free hit, but you've just spent a lot of this live stream telling me I can't sell Reece James and Mason Mount because the fixtures are too nice and you've got rid of all Chelsea from your team. I know you only had one anyway. Yeah. And then you've just spent... I mean, the Pickford thing baffles me, but... Yeah, and then
I do. So here's my concern with this free hit is that I've been.
Is that the double Liverpool defence again?
Tsimikas is in.
Oh yeah, I love
of course
that.
He is. Tsimikas is in.
But he's not going to play in 37. Is that just a budget thing? Is he going to be on the bench?
Yeah, it's budget. I don't want treble Liverpool, so I'll just stick it. Just stick Simi in there. It's fine. Again, sentimental reasons. This team, the highlight for me is Richardson and Tsimikas. That's the highlights. Speaking of FPL legends, because we are with Richardson and Tsimikas, you see John Lundstrom, by the way.
Oh,
for
what
Rangers
a legend.
In the week. What a guy.
And didn't it make you feel so happy watching him celebrate?
Yes, it did.
It brought a massive smile
so
to my face.
I was so happy.
I honestly, sorry to anybody that currently lives in Scotland or supports Rangers, but I actually don't think I've ever watched a Scottish football match in my life. Sorry. I genuinely don't think I have.
The Rangers fans are going to be in the comments
and
now.
I'm really sorry for it, but I haven't, I don't think. But I did so love flicking, because I wasn't watching that game. I was watching Leicester.
Of course, yeah.
But I did so enjoy flicking it over
John
to watch
Lundstrom.
John Lundstrom.
Go on, John Lundstrom.
Just so happy. And it made me think that, Mr. Lundstrom, is how you made us FPL managers feel last season. Yeah. And you are a legend.
If I could put Lundstrom in my free hit 37, I would. But I've got to go with Tsimikas and Richardson for budget reasons. Obviously, those two. Obviously,
Geltard,
those.
You would absolutely have Geltard over Richardson.
No, because I've got 0.1 in the bank, and I think that would be taken up with Geltard. Geltard's 4.5, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're going to go with Sessegnon over Royale, so you've actually got 0.3 in the bank.
Well, look, lots to be discussed. Lots to be discussed. But the concern for me before I went on that little mini ramble about the legends Tsimikas and Richardson. Was am I being blinded by the double game weeks? I've been here before, definitely this season. Definitely been blinded by the double game weeks. I'm going bloody Pickford, Zaha,
Pickford.
Watkins.
You definitely have been blinded. There is plenty of goalkeepers out there this week, next week, who have single game weeks like Hugo Lloris that could I'm not suggesting you go for him, but that genuinely could get a clean sheet. And we've just said that Burnley are going to have to attack. They're going to he get some saves. Like, there's single game keepers that could do really well. And you've got Pickford because he's got two matches.
Games.
But they're not easy games, Lee. They're against Palace and Brentford who score goals. They're not against Norwich and Watford who can't score for Toffee.
Well, I don't know. I think they're all right.
Did you not see Hodgson and Zaha celebrating Zaha's goal?
Obviously fancy Zaha. That's why I put him in. This is a first draft, Sam.
Against Pickford.
Clear to say, it's a first draft. But this, obviously, you know, I've got to look at this. I've got to look at that and say, well, Chelsea at home to Leicester. Maybe I need to have a look at that. Corne, we've mentioned before. Do I want to go there? Zaha's a bit of a punt, right? So, listen, lots to be discussed, guys. But I'd like to know what you guys think. Get in the comments below and do a Sam as I rip this apart, which thank you for that. You've savaged it.
I don't mean to be savaging it.
You have, though.
Do you know also what we haven't done?
What?
I mean, we haven't told the podcasters who's in this team.
That's very true.
So the podcasters have just listened to all of this segment and they've not got a clue what this team looks like.
The podcasters know that I've got Pickford, Richardson and Tsimikas. They're like, what the hell is this shit podcast we're listening to? What is this? Pickford, Tsimikas and Richardson? Turn that off. Right. Podcasters, I do apologise. So my goalkeepers are Pickford and Steele. Steele's obviously just there for budget reasons, but I've got Pickford. I've got Trent, Royale, Cancelo, Dina at the back, with then Tsimikas as my bit of bench fodder.
Legend.
And then in midfield, it's Mane, Son, De Bruyne. So three big hitters in midfield. Then it's Zaha and Gordon. That's my midfield. So I'd probably end up playing all five of those. And then it's Richarlison and Watkins up front with Richardson as a bit of bench filler. So I've got, how many double game weekers? Richarlison, Watkins, Gordon, Zaha, Digne and Pickford. 7 double game weekers. A couple of Spurs in there at home to Burnley, which I like. A couple of Man City and Liverpool in there because, you know, they're fighting it out for the title. That's it. That's it.
It's also interesting because who on earth, apart from you're benching Richardson and you're benching Tsimikas, but who else are you benching?
Well, difficult, isn't it? But you want a first sub to cover you, I think, right? It's probably going to be, I don't know, probably Zaha or something, right?
You're going to bench Zaha in a double game week?
No, probably not. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead, Sam. I haven't thought that far ahead.
I've enjoyed this segment.
Everton Royale, probably. Or Sessegnon.
What?
Because Burnley are going all out attack. Have you not heard? Corday's getting that trick.
They're not. They're going to attack. They have to. But that doesn't mean...
Podcasters, I do apologise. So there we go, guys. That is it. The guys are saying that I dropped the S-bomb. Did I swear?
Yeah, you did.
Did I swear?
Yeah.
Also, I do apologise, guys.
Did you hit record on the podcast audio?
No, I didn't do that.
So, hang on. We've not recorded the podcast. And we've not told the podcast...
Going to drop another S-bomb in a minute. I didn't record the podcast. I'm not going to have to do it the hard way, aren't I?
And you're going to end because we've recorded the Grand Prix, no spoilers, please. While we're watching
Why have you said that? I purposely haven't said no F1 spoilers because that's the first thing that people are going to say now.
Don't
look
at the chat.
I look at the chat all night, Sam.
Don't look at the chat.
It's my actual job in this live stream is to look at the chat.
Don't look at the chat. Because now, while we're watching the F1, you are going to have to listen to the podcast to make sure no random Russian people appear.
No, that was a mistake last week. I know why I did that wrong. That's okay. Fine. That was a bug. That's
You've
fine.
Sorted it out.
I don't know. Possibly.
Oh no.
Possibly. If you, by the way,
this is as bad as getting Pickford in a free hit.
Basically, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, well done. You've made it this far. You've listened to my free hit team, which basically the cornerstone of which is Tsimikas, Richardson, and Pickford. And there we have it. That is the first draft of the free hit.
Do you know what, Lee?
Feel free to get into the comments, guys, and rip that apart.
I think... Oh, somebody's subbed. I think...
That's because he's gone, this guy knows what he's talking about. Richardson, Tsimikas and Pickford. Better subscribe to this channel.
I reckon we've lost some subscribers during this segment.
We've got a new sub, but we've lost 10. Because they're just like, what is this guy talking about? Tsimikas, get up, getting out of here.
I think we should go before this gets any worse. Because you've dropped the S-bomb.
I've screwed up the podcast, I've sworn, and I've got Pickford. What could possibly be worse than that, Sam? What could possibly be worse than those three things?
Oh, my God.
Go on, then. Tell everyone what's going on this week.
I don't think anything's going on this week.
Oh, thank God, because I have to talk through my free hit with Richardson and Pickford in it. Go on.
I don't think anything's going on. Oh, I've got the giggles.
The guys are saying Nigel Mansell won the F1. That's all you need to know.
That's
a blast from the past, by the way.
No, because you were supposed to be doing the podcast this week, but then you moved podcast, didn't you? Swap.
Oh, they moved me to last week.
Because you're
on,
going
yes.
away. Yes. Lee's going away this weekend again. So, no, we aren't doing anything this week. But you'll be able to catch me on the Q&A with Az. Very much enjoyed being back on the Q&A with my buddy Az.
Great to have you back on that. Yeah, brilliant.
So I'm back doing that again this week. And yeah, we will be... I think I'm doing the FPL show at the FPL pod. The week after.
Okay.
So ahead of game week. Oh, okay, ahead of the final game week.
Ahead of the final game week. So yeah, when you're going to be free hitting,
well,
which is...
Why is anyone going to want to listen to me natter on?
Well, Sam, your opinion is
still... I'll tell you something.
Very valid.
Here's a spoiler for you guys. In my free hit team, I will not have Jordan Pickford.
That's... spoiler alert. Klaxon. No Pickford Klaxon.
Shall we go?
Oh, we need to go. We need to wrap this up because otherwise I'm going to swear again about...
One more thing.
Go on, one more thing. All right, Steve Jobs.
We will not be here next week.
That's true. We will not be
because
here.
Because somebody keeps leaving me on my own.
I'm away again, aren't I? Monday night, maybe we'll be back.
Should we do something Monday night?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I often play five-a-side on a Monday night. So
hang on. You can't go away Friday to Monday and then come back and swan off again playing five-a-side.
Maybe I can, Sam. Let's see.
It's going into the final game week of the season, Lee.
We will find somewhere
to... Just because you've got Pickford in your free hit team doesn't mean you can just swan around.
So, no FPL family on Sunday next week, but we will find a time leading up to the final game week, sometime during the week, I suggest.
Monday or Tuesday, probably.
A live stream, because very important, coming up to the last game week of the season, it is going to be a biggie. It is going to be a biggie. And, of course, your free hit is going to be active, and you're going to have...
No Pickford.
Tsimikas and Pickford and Richardson in it. But, guys, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. Sorry for swearing there. That's very bad of me. I'm going to go and try and pick this podcast apart and try and get a coherent... hour and a bit for you podcast listeners. Leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe if you're new around here. Good luck in what remains of Game Week 36. And we'll see you at some stage in about 10 days from now when we'll be looking forward to Game Week 38, the finale.
Final countdown.
Of FPL. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.